Well, mushing was once a way of life for some Flagstaff residents who owned teams of Huskies and held annual races in Arizona in the high country. But as KJZZ's Ron Dungan reports, there have been changes in the sled dog community in recent years.
In the before times, Flagstaff mushers raced their dogs on sleds, in snow. But dog sledders have shifted gears. In November, a group of racers gathered at Arizona Nordic Village for 2 days of racing. There was no snow in the ground, just a dusty trail where they lined up on carts or mountain bikes pulled by dogs and harnesses.
3, 2, 1.
So this is Arizona's second dry land sled dog race. We're out here racing with sled dogs, but without the sleds. We've got people out here on mountain bikes, on scooters, on carts, and we actually have a bunch of people who are just running with a sled dog pulling them in a harness.
That's Brad Cassing, who took up dry land racing 4 years ago. He says the reason for changing from snow to dirt is simple. Climate change.
There hasn't really been consistent snow for at least 10 years to be able to plan a specific weekend for a race.
The shift started in Europe, which is also feeling the effects of climate change. Now Americans are starting to take up the sport. Some of the racers are mushers from way back, like Denise Edwards.
I've been running sled dogs for over 30 years up here in Flagstaff.
She's watched as the sport has adjusted to a world with less snow.
We used to have one of the best races up here in Flagstaff years ago, and we used to have a super one over in Alpine, Arizona.
Those races drew teams from all over the Southwest.
There was a lot of big mushers back then. The bigger teams are kind of dwindling now.
In the mid to late 90s, she says, Arizona seemed to have longer fire seasons and shorter winters.
And so a lot more people have been getting into this because all you need are one or two dogs, and that's manageable. Whereas if you're a musher like me, this is a way of life.
There's a schedule to follow, and racers take their place as organizers move teams to the starting line. It seems there are dogs everywhere you turn. Cassing estimates there were nearly 100 on site. The change from snow to dry land has meant a shift from Huskies to other breeds. There are a number of German short-haired pointers, like the pair that Jessica Wegner brought from Boulder, Colorado.
I have not, thus far, have not found a dog sport that I enjoy more than this. It's my happy place and my favorite way to engage with my dogs.
German Shorthairs are hunting dogs. They also make good house dogs, but it's important for them to get enough exercise. Otherwise,
they're menaces. If we don't tire them out, they're complete menaces.
She races on a mountain bike. A harness and a few other items are required, but she says there is not a lot of gear involved.
You just want to make sure you have good brakes. That's honestly the most important thing.
It was sunny and mild during the two-day event. Flagstaff has had snow since then, but it's unclear what the long-term outlook is for this winter. Each team was timed as it went around the course. Nobody seemed too caught up in winning, at least not in the early rounds. In this sport, Edwards says, it's all about the running.
So it's basically you do it for the love of dogs, love of the sport, and you just do it because you love spending time with your dogs.
Global warming has brought many changes, with more likely on the way. For now, these dryland racers are making the most of it. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, reporting from Northern Arizona.